So on Saturday, starts in the morning, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty cool. So this is a collaboration with the Petersburg Indian Association, Smoking and Preserving Your Salmon. A woman from the Cooperative Extension Service will be coming down from Juneau. Start the morning teaching about the basics of how you get set up to smoke your fish. Then while the fish is brining, they're going to head out to Sandy Beach, where folks from the Petersburg Indian Association, and I believe visitors from CAKE, are going to teach traditional smoking methods, the strip smoking methods, in the late morning. And then in the afternoon, they'll go back to the A and B hall and learn about how to then jar and can or freeze and preserve that salmon that they've smoked. It's going to be a neat collaboration, I think. That one requires pre-registration, though, and so you should call up to the PIA office. And I think that number is 772-3636 to pre-register.
And that kind of looks like an all-day event.
Yes, 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Also, in the morning at the library, there will be the fairy and troll houses. Mandy Wood has offered to do that for us this year. And so if you have a very small child, they will need to have an adult with them. Otherwise, there's no limits. We'll be there for 2 hours. And it's always fun if you can go out and gather some of your own natural materials to use in your design. There will be plenty of materials, we hope. But it's always fun to go out and get some of your own.
When is that going to be?
That's Saturday from 11 to 1 p.m. And doubling at that same time is a talk in the Sandvik room. From 12:30 to 1:30, there's the Brown Bag Lunch Talk. And this is Restoring Watersheds for Healthy Salmon Habitat. And that's with Heath Whitaker from the Forest Service.
And then they'll go out and tour a watershed restoration project that they're starting work on, I believe, from 2 to 4.
And that's at Omer Creek, it looks like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And again, meet at the library a half hour beforehand if you want to carpool.
Also at the library from 2 to 4 is a workshop, and it's for kids 15 and older or adults. It's Making Felted Fish Ornaments, and that's with Marilyn Mucci. And again, you can register at the library, psglib.org.
So that's Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 at the library, and then the next event would be Saturday night, which is kind of an annual event.
Yeah, and this one is sold out already, but so people can know, it's the Taste of the Rainforest dinner, and Christina and Chris Sargent, with help from some additional chefs, have put together another amazing menu using local foods, highlighting local foods, local flavors.
Okay, moving on to Sunday. There's a couple field trips.
Yeah, so this may have been sold out by the time that this airs. I'm not sure. But as of right now, there are a few seats left on this trip up the Stikine River on Sunday. And folks have an option there to stay in one place with Jovik Nicky, he'll be doing plein air painting. You can sketch, you can do, you know, micro photography, just spend the day on the Stikine River engaging in your art activities. Others who just want to tour the river can stay in the boat and, you know, experience the amazingly beautiful Stikine River with a boat tour with Breakaway Adventures. So that's all day on Sunday.
And then another field trip is 11 to 5, and that's with Petersburg Creek.
Yes. Again, it's a field trip to look at salmon habitat. It's with Patrick Fowler, and also Brad Hunter will be along, too, to help with the trip. And the tides are great, so that's why it's starting at 11 and going to about 5, so that you can go in on the high tide and come out on the low tide. But it should be a great day. If you have your own kayak, please, of course, bring your own kayak. If you don't have a kayak, you can rent them through Parks and Recreation. Just make sure you do it the day before, because they aren't open by 11 on Sunday.
Okay, sounds good. And then there's actually another Brown Bag talk on Sunday as well.
Yes, Ron Hamill will be talking about mushrooms and fungi of Prince of Wales. And so if you are a mushroom person, that would be another great experience with Ron Hamill on Sunday.
That's noon to 12:45 at the library?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there is one more workshop on Sunday, and it's 1:30 to 5:30, and Jody Banks is doing her Working with Salmon again. It was a great experience last year. I mean, you get to skin the salmon to know how you do that. She gives you all the information on how to do the tanning of the skin. And then she has some skins prepared, and then you get to make something for yourself out of that salmon skin. So it is a great experience and makes you want to go do it again. You do have to register for that. You can register again at the library. That is where it will be held, in the community room, from 1:30 to 5:30. And again, the registration place is psglib.org.
All right. Well, that is a very full schedule for the Rainforest Festival. Is there anything else that you wanted people to know about?
Yes. Special thank you to Grace Wolf, who created some amazing artwork. We asked her for artwork that was of a salmon and colorful, and she gave us the most beautiful artwork. And so it's fun for our committee to choose each year which artist we might ask. And we've been so amazed with their generosity in being willing to create things specifically for us to let us use to the festival. So thank you to Grace.